If you think back to when the Sydney Film Festival was on, you'll remember we talked a little about the Lexus Short Film Fellowship, which helps to fund and encourage short filmmakers in Australia. Well, submissions for the 2018 fellowship are open and they're closing on the 24th of August. It is the largest cash fellowship for short film in Australia, but it offers a hell of a lot more than money. Don't take my word for it. We're going to ask Damien Walsh Howling. Now, Aussie actor Damien might be best known for his work on the likes of Underbelly and ABC legal drama Janet King, but he's also spent a bit of time behind the camera with a few wins under his belt. Now, Damien, you actually won last year's Lexus International Short Film Competition, the international version of the Oz Short Film Fellowship. You beat out, well, thousands upon thousands of competitors from a lot of countries.
Yeah, it was a it was a pretty wild experience. I got to tell you, it was one of those things that sort of happened at the last minute because someone told me about the competition, and it was certainly one of the maddest experiences I've had.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think because I look at the success you've had, you know, the awards you've already won, and I know that it's still indicative of just how much of a short film gets around the world. It's so hard to get support for them.
It's really, it's one of those things where, you know, it's the platform that filmmakers cut their teeth on. You know, if you look at pretty much any filmmaker that you love, they have cut their teeth at some point on short films, whether it be at, you know, film school or whether they've gone after it themselves. These days, it's become a lot more accessible to make them, obviously, with all the technology available and stuff. But it doesn't make it any easier to actually, you know, create something that has production value if you don't have the money. And so, you know, yeah, these sorts of competitions are essential. I mean, they're vital if directors are going to continue to proliferate on the planet. And, you know, I mean, I'm sort of being a smart ass there, but it's true. It really is true, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, the film funding bodies do as much as they can with the money that they get, you know, from the government. But it's competitions like this that really flesh that out, and particularly, you know, particularly this one with the Sydney Film Festival Short Film Fellowship, the Lexus Short Film Fellowship. You know, it's an incredible opportunity, and, you know, I was just fortunate enough that my film was picked up by the international version when I entered. And, you know, to work with the Weinstein Company was an incredible experience, to be honest.
Well, as you pointed out, it's where not only, you know, Aussie filmmakers, but a lot of Aussie actors cut their teeth in short films.
Absolutely. You know, I can't talk about the amount of times that I did short films at the Victorian College of the Arts or other, you know, other schools, Sydney, Melbourne, when I was younger. And even, you know, even after having an extended time on something like Blue Heelers, which I did for 4 years, which was, you know, a totally professional gig. But even after that, I wanted to sort of break the mold for myself. And the only chance I was going to get to do that in some cases was in short film. You know, and it's always based on the material, to be honest. It's always based on, you know, and sometimes the material in short films is as magnificent as anything you're going to read in long form, you know.
And I think the other thing, I've talked to people who have been, you know, members of the Australian Fellowship, Short Film Fellowship before, they talk about the support, not just the money, but actually having the backing of people who have been there and, you know, just know what they're talking about.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt, you know. And, I mean, you know, Lexus were incredibly supportive and continue to be with me, you know, and it was a year and a half ago that I actually won the competition. But it wasn't just the film itself, you know, it was... They provided all sorts of support in other ways and support to fly to festivals overseas and, you know, see my film do its thing. So, you know, it's been a really interesting thing. And, you know, I think it's one of those situations where it really is a corporate partner getting together, and they really do, you know, they really do have a vested interest in having these filmmakers, you know, us as filmmakers, make good product, and product that is our own, you know. I was really, really encouraged to make my own film, which is brilliant. It didn't need to be a commercial for Lexus, you know. Lexus were really open to the innovation of what we were doing, and, you know, to me, that's a true program.
No, that is really important. And I think the other thing I like about the Australian version of it, no registration fee, it just kind of cuts out some of that barrier that some young filmmakers are not going to be able to afford.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it is. You're 100% right. You know, some of the younger filmmakers, you know, and I know I've been there when you're buying cans of baked beans just to stay alive. Well, not quite. You could probably ring mum in some cases. But, you know, I mean, seriously, it is one of those situations. And, you know, I say that knowing that a number of actors and filmmakers that I know that are sort of doing quite well in Los Angeles, in Hollywood at the moment, you know, good friends of mine who really did, honestly, were living off two-minute noodles at one point, you know.
So what are the next steps for you, Damien? What do you got on your plate at the moment, mate?
At the moment, I can't talk about the exact project, but I'm doing a director's attachment at this stage on a long-form television show, which has just sort of come through, which is an extremely exciting bridge between the short film and the next stage of what I want to be doing. You know, I have a real interest in continuing on with the directing, and I guess I've been going after my short films for about 10 years, so it feels like the next logical step to be doing an attachment, which is like an apprenticeship with a director on a TV show, which gives me a sense of, you know, sort of working long form and in an episodic capacity. So that's really exciting. So I'm doing that. And I've been doing some writing on one particular project. It's actually sort of a hybrid documentary project that has potential to get up at the moment. And if I do that, that'd be in the States. You know, these sorts of things are always, it's always funny talking about these things because you don't know that they're up till they're up, you know, and you speak to any filmmaker from anywhere, you know, David Michaud, you know, almost 7 to 10 years to get Animal Kingdom up, or, you know, same with Andrew Dominik and Chopper. And it just takes time, you know, and perseverance. So I'm doing those things and then auditioning as well. You know, I'm still keeping my hat in the ring for the acting stuff. But I, you know, at the moment, what's exciting me the most is the directing side of things.
Well, we look forward to seeing your work on the other side of the camera to what we're used to a lot more in the future. Damien, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, I really appreciate it, mate. Take care.